880 on your dial.
Monday, April 20th. From Charleston, South Carolina, Bromo Seltzer brings you Vox Pop, the voice of the people, conducted by Parks Johnson and his guest partner this evening, Neil O'Malley. Tonight's Vox Pop is broadcasting direct from the campus of the famous military college of South Carolina, the Citadel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and really, I wish you were all here. It's just a marvelously thrilling sight. We want to open our program tonight by presenting the leader of the cadets here at the Citadel. He's a fine-looking young man and every inch a soldier. In the 4 years that he has been here, he has worked his way up to the highest-ranking cadet officer of the entire college. Folks, meet Cadet Colonel Alva Chapman.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. We feel it is a real privilege to have Vox Pop broadcast from our college. You're going to talk to some mighty fine men tonight, and I know it's going to be a swell show. For all the cadets at the Citadel, I just want to say, it's a real old-fashioned Southern welcome to you all.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman, and we feel at home already. First, here's a freshman. Now, to me, folks, he's more than just a Citadel freshman, because he's the son of a college classmate of mine. Major Quimby Melton and I were in World War No. 1, and now his son and mine, both of them 18, are headed for World War No. 2. Folks, from Griffin, Georgia, Fred Melton.
How are you tonight, sir?
Fred, fine. They call fellas in the first class at West Point Plebes. What do they call you here?
Well, the mildest thing they call us here is rat.
Oh, that's mild, eh?
Yes.
Well, you get sort of used to that after a little bit, don't you?
More than used to it, sir.
Brad, I'd like to know, how about the discipline here? Do you think it's a little bit strict? What effect has it had on you?
Well, it's kind of like this Ajax course. You make a man or kill yourself in 40 days.
From the looks of you, I'd say that it has made a man of you. What happens, Fred, when you break a rule here?
Well, you get tours and confinements and demerit.
What's confinement?
A confinement is an hour of solitary confinement in your room.
Uh-huh.
You sit in your room and can't anybody come in and talk to you. You can play your radio, but you have to stay in your sweatsuit or your uniform.
I see. Now, how many confinements have you had, Fred, since you've been here?
How many weeks have it been?
Well, I don't know. You don't mean you've been that bad, well. Well, what do you get confined for, Fred?
Well, you get confined for keeping food in your room. You get a 3-and-3 for that, and for listening to your radio during study period or after taps.
Uh-huh.
And different things like that, a breach of regulations, you get confined.
Been confined recently?
Yes, sir. Last confinement I got was for listening to your program.
No. You don't mean that.
Yes, it was.
Well, Fred, if it interferes with rules, don't you listen to it. I understand, Fred, that you had an appointment to Annapolis and that you gave it up. Why? Yes,
I gave it up so I could get in the war a little quicker. I can get in the war in about 18 months, nine. If I'd gone to Annapolis, it'd have taken 3 years.
Well, that's the spirit, fella. If that's the way you want it, then that evidently
that's
is the way you want it. And after this war, what is there? After the war, Fred, what's your ambition?
I hope to become governor of Georgia someday, sir.
Is that right? Well, Fred, I hope you do become a governor of Georgia, and I got a hunch if you want to bad enough, you will be. Now, we've got something here that you can have a lot of fun with now, and when you're campaigning for governor of Georgia, why, you can use it to ride around in. It may not be a brand new one, Fred, but it's an automobile, and it's got four tires on it. All right, can you use it? And now, before our next cadet steps up, let's switch to Ernest Chapel in New York City. Go ahead, New York.
Thanks, Parks. Friends, we all have an important job to do today. Whether we're in the armed forces or engaged in civilian defense or busy turning out guns and planes and tanks. And to you folks listening in at home, Parks and I want to say, don't let a common sick headache keep you from doing a good job. When your head starts aching and your nerves are on edge and your stomach's all upset, take a Bromo Seltzer. Remember, unlike many headache preparations, Bromo-Seltzer acts not one, but three ways. Not only do you get speedy relief from the actual pain in your head, Bromo-Seltzer also helps calm jumpy nerves, helps settle upset stomach. You get effective relief. Quickly feel more like your old self again. Of course, if you have persistent or recurring headaches, we say, see your doctor. But the next time you get one of the common sick headaches we all get now and then, take a Bromo-Seltzer. See what a difference it makes when you fight headache not one, but three ways. And now back to Charleston, South Carolina. Go ahead, Park.
And now I want you to meet my guest partner for tonight. He's a man with long experience on the stage, the screen, and the radio. And he was a Marine in World War I, and he's perfectly at home in this group of 1,600 or 1,700 uniformed men. Folks, Neil O'Malley.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Park. And folks, I have here on my right a cadet, a blonde giant. He looks as if he might have walked off a Viking ship. His name is Cadet Damon. Damon, what's your name in full, please?
John Edward Damon.
John Edward. Well, John, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Any family?
Yes, I have a mother and a sister.
What are they up to now?
Well, my sister's studying nursing and preparing to follow in her mother's footsteps.
Which is?
Well, my mother was a Red Cross World War veteran nurse in the last war, and my sister's going to join me in this one.
Well, that's pretty wonderful, I think. Say, See, the boys like that, too. What's your height, John?
Oh, I tip around 6'4".
And your weight?
Tip that at 225.
You're football size, aren't you?
Well, they call it football fodder.
I notice you're a sergeant. What is the whole title here?
Well, just Cadet Sergeant Damon.
Cadet Sergeant Damon.
Coast Artillery.
That's what I wanted to hear. You're in the Coast Artillery. Well, Cadet Sergeant Damon and the Coast Artillery, what's the difference between the artillery and the infantry? Can you tell me?
There's a lot of them, but we travel on trucks and they travel on their belly, I guess.
See, I noticed, Sergeant, when I was shaking hands with you, your hands are pretty big. I wear an 8.5 glove. What do you wear?
I wear about a 12 or 12.5.
Wow. See, I kind of noticed some calluses, too. Did you get those out here in the Coast Artillery?
Well, we don't do much of that. I've got those working summers and working on different jobs of manual labor.
Working summers? Well, you work summers, then?
Yes, I've been working along since I was 10 years old and probably will till I'm 90.
Since you were 10 years old, John. Well, what things have you done?
Well, I started out by peddling papers, then I worked in a drugstore and picked fruit in the summertime, and then I got a job as a bridge construction man, then I got a job in a road construction outfit, and then I went back to school, and then I got a job in a ladies' hat shop, and then I got a job with a paper...
Hey, wait a minute. What's this ladies' hat shop stuff? What is that? What did you do?
Well, I was sort of a handyman in the ladies' hat shop there. I had to...
Folks, I wish you could get a load of this handyman. He's given you his dimensions, but you haven't seen those hands. They're as big as hams. And they really are. If you could have... Well, I can't imagine them handling millinery. Did you break many hats?
Well, no, I didn't break many. I was pretty gentle. They were like a poor man's purse. They were badly bent, but not broke.
What's your ambition, John?
Well, I'll tell you, I want to go into the Great Lakes Naval Training Station when I finish here. I want to get in this man's Navy and hope to be a gunnery officer someday.
A gunnery officer. And why have you chosen that, please?
Well, I'm in the Coast Artillery down here, and that gives me a good basic training, and I figure that those big guns are a good way to smash the axes.
Thank you, John. John, Bromo Seltzer would like to have you accept a portable radio and a certificate for a senior class ring size 13.
Well, that's not hard to do, and I certainly appreciate it.
Righto, Park.
Okay, Neil, but Neil, you remember that hillbilly we listened to the other day and enjoyed so much? How about bringing him on, will you?
The hillbilly that we saw?
You remember the hillbilly?
Oh, yes, of course I do. A cadet,
bring him on,
of course. Why, folks, we think you ought to hear this cadet, too. He is Cadet Lemuel Asbury. What's your last name, sir?
Greer.
Lemuel Asbury Greer, Jr. He's a freshman at the Citadel. Lemuel Asbury Greer, Jr. is 17 years old. He's not at all indifferent to the charm of young ladies. And he is a gifted cartoonist whose drawings appear in the Shaco, the Citadel magazine. Now, this sentimental gentleman is from Spartanburg, South Carolina. And, folks, we'd like to have you hear him as the Citadel's prize hillbilly. Are you ready, Cadet Greer?
Yes, sir.
Folks, the next voice you'll hear will be that of Cadet Lemuel A. Greer, Jr. as Grandpa.
Hello. Is that you, Percy? This is Grandpa. Just rung you up to tell you to tune in on that Vox Pop program tonight. Yeah, that's it, the corny one. A young fella named Greer is going to be on. He's going to do an imitation of me, I hear. What's that? Huh? You say you got your wireless set on now. And what's happening? That Greer boy's imitating me right now? He is. Well, for pity's sake, hang up, Percy. I got to get off this phone and listen to myself.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much, Cadet Greer. And now to help you in your cartooning, Bromo Seltzer would like you to have and accept this fluorescent adjustable desk lamp. And, in addition, we have another present for you. See the telephone here? You see that, Len? That telephone right there? All right, we had it especially installed to give you, Cadet Len Greer, a private telephone conversation with a great movie star who is in Hollywood right this minute, Joan Crawford.
Is this really you, Joan? Well, bless my soul. Say, do you think a fella with a voice like mine would have a chance in Hollywood?
What did she say?
Oh, she says I have a beautiful voice. Say, Miss Crawford, can I call you Joan? She says yes, if she can call me Lem.
Well, Lem, I think the best idea is for you to take this phone backstage and finish out in private. Joan Crawford is really one grand person. She is currently making He Kissed the Bride for Columbia Pictures and is donating her entire salary for this picture to the American Red Cross. Okay, Park?
Okay, Neil. And now from Kings Tree, South Carolina, a tall, and when I said tall, he reached over and put his arm around my shoulder, and I like that, tall, blue-eyed young man, one of the outstanding men of the cadet regiment here, Cadet Major George M. Cygnus. Mr. Cygnus, you're about 20, I think.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, I get pretty close to that.
Right.
How many in your senior class?
220.
Well, now, out of that 220 in your class this year, how many will go right soon into the armed service?
99% plus, all that can.
Well, now, you mean that practically the entire class goes right into it?
All but the pre-medical students go in, and
well,
all those that are physically unfit.
Then none of those here. I can testify to that.
No.
When do you go into the Army, and what rank do you get?
I'll be a shave tail, a lieutenant, and I'll go in on June 14th.
I hope. That's your particular plan?
Yes, sir.
How's that? You mean the regular Army or the...
Oh, I intend to make the Army my career. On February 24th, a reviewing board from Fort Benning came down and interviewed me.
Well, they've already been here.
I haven't heard a word, but I'm optimistic enough to think that no news is good news.
If you haven't heard by now, you think maybe it's good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, now, Mr. Cygnus, Vox Pop has been here. Our group has been here 3 or 4 days. We've been really overwhelmed with not only the hospitality of this place, but with the ideals and the men and the corps as a whole. I can't tell it. I wish you would tell the folks what you feel about the Citadel. You've been here 4 years. What have you got to say for your college?
Ladies and gentlemen, if I would tell you what I really thought, I would take the whole hour. I shan't enumerate, but I'll tell you this. When a man finishes Citadel, he thinks nothing else is better. And when he's through with Citadel, the nations, the world, think that there's nothing else better. It's a fine tool, and it'll make a man of you.
Is it, Citadel College, am I right?
Yes, sir. I should say it is.
When you graduate here, you have a degree just as in a college. It
yes,
is a college.
It's a good college.
Too. How old is it?
It's 99 years and 1 month.
And how does it rank?
First.
Everywhere.
What? Everywhere.
Everywhere, huh?
There's West Point and then there's the Citadel. Is that the way you figure?
There's Citadel and then a West Point, in my opinion.
Well, of course, we know how you feel here. We all know about that. Now, we had a freshman's idea of discipline just a minute ago. I'd like to know what a senior, after 4 years of it, thinks about the discipline at the Citadel. I know it's 100%. What do you think about it?
You're right. Let's think of the Citadel men on Bataan or Corregidor or Luzon or in Australia. That's the answer to your discipline problem. You see the fruit of a good school and good discipline there.
You learn self-discipline, and that goes right down the line. Is that right?
It's to the bottom of your toes.
Well, Mr. Cygnus, you have been inspiring. We've been tickled to death to have you with us. And we understood ahead of time that you had planned to go in the regular army.
Yes.
So we got two things for you, Bromo Seltzer. I want you to have, first of all, 3 years dues in the United States Infantry Association. As you know, that brings the Infantry Journal. You're going to be a good soldier in that.
Yes.
And second, a regular army's officer's white dress, white uniform.
Ken. Thank you.
Yes, folks, standing beside me now is a distinguished soldier, former chief of staff of the United States Army, commander of the 1st Division in the World War, one of the few full generals in American history, and for the past 11 years, president of the Citadel, General Charles P. Summerall. General, you're a charter member of American Legion Post 247 in New York City, aren't you?
Yes, Mr. Johnson, I have that honor.
Well, General, your 1st Division buddies of the American Legion have asked Vox Pop to present you with a token of their esteem, and we are happy to do so now. A gold life membership card, Post 247, New York City.
This is indeed a high honor, and I am grateful to my comrades.
Well, General, you have attained the highest rank that exists in the United States Army. Would you be good enough to tell our fellow countrymen just a word of what is in your heart today?
I think a message that applies to all of us, whether we are in uniform or not, can be drawn from one of the tenets in our own Citadel Code. It says, to perform every duty with fidelity and conscientiousness, and to make duty my watchword. The great war of today is not just a military war, it is a citizen's war. Every man and woman not in uniform has a new vital duty. It cannot be neglected. It is the duty of accepting and living faithfully and conscientiously a sterner type of life, just as do their fellow men in uniform, such as the fine men here tonight. And if each American man and woman performs this duty, we shall win our battle.
Thank you, General Summerall. And Neil?
Okay, Fox, thank you. Well, folks, I have beside me Citadel Cadet Charles Hamer Gibson. I think they call you Charlie, isn't that right?
That's right, just Charlie.
All right, Charlie. What year are you here?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior?
My last year.
Your last year. What's this little gold star on your uniform mean?
That gold star is for an A average, scholastic average.
An A average? How long have you worn it?
Since my junior year.
Good enough. You've had an A average through your junior year and your senior year. Is that right?
Yes.
Why, you aren't nervous, are you, Charlie?
Well, I tried to talk myself in all day to not being nervous when I got up here and I bleed myself up about 15 minutes ago and then I slipped. I can't ever get it back.
What's happening?
Well, I tell you, my knees, they just won't get together and play the same tune down there. Sounds kind of like Gene Cooper with a little rum boogie or something.
Well, Charlie, where do you live, please?
I live in Tatum. Tatum, South Carolina.
Tatum, South Carolina. Have you got a family, Charlie?
My mother and grandmother and sister.
Oh, yes. Well, did you tell the family you're going to be on the air tonight?
I called them yesterday over the phone and told them they were thrilled to death, and I didn't need to put it in any paper at home or anything. We have one of these old hanging-on-the-wall crank-it party line telephones. So it's all over town now.
Well, outside of that pretty good thumbnail description, what kind of a town would you say Tatum was?
Well, it's got about 171 people, and everybody is always kidding you about your town, ask you what side of the road is it on, and so mine is really on the left-hand side of the road, going north,
Say, I noticed you down around the newsstand in the canteen, Charlie. What are you doing there?
Well, I handle the magazines for the school and for the fellas who want to come in and
buy them. Well, pardon me, but I seem to have heard somewhere that you have a chant for selling those magazines. Would you give it to us here now?
Yeah, I'd be glad.
All right. Let's go.
Pick, click, and army laugh. Postcards and photograph, true confession, red book, Yahoo Comics, Newsweek, Look, College Human Lover, matches any comic, all the fancy mechanics, blue book, and the scarf, any Western, just inquired, digest news and comic, week detected, modern screen and peak, Harper Science and Aviation, Rudder Time and Navigation, Mirror World and Song Sheet, Minikin Spot and Downbeat, Cosmopolitan Football, True Story of Got 'em All, Hunting, Fishing, Field and Stream, Billboard, American on the Beam, Doc Savage, GH Stories, Mini Pups and Airplane Glories, I End This Field of Daphnis, with Life, Living, and Pursuit of Happiness. Now, what magazine do you want?
Thank you very much, Charlie. Charlie, what is your ambition after you get through here in June?
I want to go into the Army Air Corps.
Into the Army Air Corps. Well, if you're going into plane piloting, you'll want to have a watch. So Bromo Seltzer wants you to have this 15-jewel wristwatch and this envelope with a fistful of greenbacks for a final payment on your college year's fees. Say, Parks,
yeah.
I think it's about time you answered a couple of questions.
What's on your mind, Neil?
I want to know if you can name the newest, yet the oldest, high-ranking sport in America today.
Well, I'd say basketball.
And you're absolutely right.
And that reminds me, the other day we got a letter from one of our listeners telling about when she played basketball. Here's Ernest Chappell to tell you all about it.
Well, this letter is from Mrs. Mark Botts of Phalanx Station, Ohio. She writes,
when you're on your school's basketball team, naturally you do plenty of traveling. Well, this coupled with the excitement and strain of playing in important games and tournaments often had me all on edge, nervous and jittery. Well, I'll never forget one night, just before one of our big games, I felt so jumpy and my headache so bad, I told the coach she'd better not count on me. But she just took me to the nearest drugstore and ordered me a Bromo Seltzer. By game time, my nerves were calmer, my headache was better. And I went on to play the best game I knew how.
And Mrs. Botts goes on to say,
now that I'm married with a house and five children to look after, believe me, I keep Bromo Seltzer in the house all the time.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Botts. We're mighty glad to know of your Bromo Seltzer experience. And we sure hope all you Vox Poppers listening in will try Bromo Seltzer the next time you get a headache. Take it from me, there's just nothing better.
Folks, in 1912, when Joseph Ambrose Doyle was graduated from the Citadel, he promised himself that if he ever had sons, he'd send them to their daddy's alma mater. Well, he's here with us tonight, the proud father of three sons. Good evening, former Cadet Doyle.
Good evening.
Mr. Doyle, how old are your three sons?
13 years old. They were born March the 23rd, 1929.
Riplet sons. Congratulations. Mr. Doyle, when were these triplets enrolled as future cadets at the Citadel?
Well, about 20 minutes after their birth.
Well, folks, the triplet sons of Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Ambrose Doyle of Georgetown, South Carolina, are here beside their daddy tonight. Now, will you three future Citadel cadets please introduce yourselves. I'm not sure I could do it without mixing you up.
I'm Engel Doyle, and I hope to be here as a cadet under General Sumner Olsen. I'm James Doyle, and I don't have the same military training as my dad did. I am Arthur. After I'm graduated from the Citadel, I trust that my brothers and I will be General MacArthur, 1, 2, and 3, so I can slap a Jap.
These boys are splendid, bright-eyed examples of young Americans. We're proud to have these three future Citadel cadets with us here tonight. Now, Bromo Seltzer wants to present you boys with these baseball bats, these baseballs, and gloves. And we thank you very much for joining us tonight. Okay, Park?
All right, Neil. And now, folks, for a sophomore, that's that class that's halfway between nothing and something. You know what I'm talking about. From LaGrange, Georgia, Cadet Wallace H. Clark. Mr. Clark, as a freshman, they called you a rat. What did they call you as a sophomore?
Well, they kind of call us a upstart.
I wonder why.
Well, we're just starting up, you know.
Oh, is that way it was? What were you doing when you were freshman, I wonder?
Well, we were at the bottom.
You really were. Tell us, Mr. Clark, that star that I see on every cadet's sleeve here, sewn on, what does it mean?
That stands for an excellent military rating in the Fourth Corps area.
Nobody's mentioned it tonight at all, but how do you, as a student here, cadet, feel that you rate, say, well, reference to BMI?
Trying to compare us with BMI.
Oh, pardon. Pardon me. Get on, I'm something else. One little matter, personal matter I would like to know. How many girls' pictures in your locker?
One. That's the one.
Just one?
Well, you know, you have to kind of scatter the rest of them around in your books for inspiration on examination.
Oh,
things like
that's
that,
the way you do it, huh? Well, there's one little matter here. I'm going to drop the girl subject because I'm afraid of it. But one little matter. When we were guests at General Summerall Friday at your parade, I think I detected the odor of citronella. Can you explain that?
Well, there are things you call sand gnats that inhibit the parade ground of the Citadel, and they crawl all over. You know, we stand at attention most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And citronella sometimes does away with them.
Well, is that... I thought that was what it was, so I brought along a flick gun, and it's loaded with anti-gnat juice to help you out next Friday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
And one last thing here. What's your hobbies?
I have a hobby of photography, and I like dogs.
Are you a photographer and dogs? Well, yes, I can't fix you up on your first one, but I can on your last one. Bromo Seltzer has for you two things. First, the Underwood Universal Portable Typewriter that any sophomore I know can use. And the next thing, wait a minute, the next thing, we know that you love dogs and that you've got a lot of them. So we found a homeless little puppy, and we thought you'd like to have it.
Thank you.
We call him Bromo. That's right, Bromo Seltzer. Thank you very much.
All right, Neil. How about it?
Heard. All right, we have here Citadel Cadet Abby Unis. What's your full name?
Lee Sprague Abby Unis.
And I suppose they call you Abby.
That's right.
What's your hometown?
Norfolk, Virginia.
How'd you happen to come to the Citadel?
Well, I tried the West Point, so I came to the next best place.
And you did indeed.
That's right.
What are your hobbies, Abby?
Sailing's both my main hobby.
Sailing? Do you get any chance of sailing here?
Yeah, I live on the Lafayette River down in good old Virginia.
Oh, I see. But how about it here at the Citadel? Can you...
Well, we have one of the finest yacht clubs in the country. We have about... we have the Audax, a 45-foot yawl, and we have two seagulls named after the general's grandchildren, by the way, Punchy Dew.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Are those the two youngsters that take the general by the hand and walk with
That's
him after
right.
chapel?
That's
Fine.
Right.
Well, now, when do you get a chance to do any sailing?